welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you're able to join me today. And before we go into what the Lord has given me to share today and for the next several days, let's just take a moment to join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the opportunity that we have every day to join together. Lord, the privilege that you've given me to be able to share the word of the Lord, the things of God with your people, with the listening audience. And Father, I thank you now as those that are listening, Lord, you see needs in their lives. I ask you to just touch them and minister to them with strength. Father, I thank you that because of Jesus and the sacrifice he paid, the complete and full atonement that was offered to the Father in our behalf, Lord, it was completed, covers all of our sins. And Lord, you've removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. We can come with that confidence. Lord, I'm asking right now that you would strengthen and minister to every listener who's reaching out to you in faith. Father, where there's weakness, impart your strength. Where there's discouragement, Lord, encourage them. Lord, if we could just see things from your perspective, from the heavenly perspective, we get discouraged, we get down, Lord, because we see things from our perspective, which is so limited. We don't know what the future holds. We don't even know what tomorrow holds. But Lord, you hold time in your hand. All our times are in your hand. You know the past, you know the present, and you know the future. And we commit ourselves, Lord, into your keeping power, into your loving hands. And Lord, that you will guide us and lead us in the way everlasting. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. For the word of the Lord would come to you even at this moment, beloved, that if you have ears to hear these comforting words of joy and peace. For I would give to you a time and a season of refreshing. Receive these words as the sweetness of a honeycomb and the richness of new wine. Lo, I send my presence as a covering that shall cause the enemy to flee. This is an hour for restoration. Even as I hung on the cross of Golgotha's hill, I paid the supreme sacrifice for all in the shedding of my blood. You shall know and you shall understand the work of the cross in a way which will show you the mighty victories that are yours. When they laced the crown of thorns on my head and pushed them in, it was to cleanse your minds. The blood that flowed from my hands and feet was to wash your hands and feet and make it possible for you to walk in my presence and handle my glorious word. The blood and water which flowed from my side were to cleanse your hearts and make them pure and filled full of my divine love. I'm calling you forth as a member of my powerful, glorious army, and I'm raising up, and doing a work in these days that shall cause my body to go on the offensive against the enemy. I'll bring my people into the knowledge of my word, and they shall see other members of the body of Christ functioning in their special charge for this hour. You shall have a single purpose for my glory and a heart willing to bow in obedience to my call. This hour has been seen down through the ages as truths veiled in mystery, known only through prophetic utterance. But now, these are the days which this truth, these experiences shall be known by my people, and they shall have the spirit of revelation to stand boldly, visibly in my power, and I shall be seen by others in them. This is the work that I would do in you, my beloved. I would bring you to the foot of the cross and give you such strength and revelation. I would touch your eyes to see and your ears to hear new things from my written word. As my word is revealed to you, I will speak softly into your spirit and unveil my word within you, and it shall be even as fire within your bones. I call to you with the gentleness of a father and ask you to come, yea, stand fully on the Lord's side. Turn your eyes toward me in new praise. Lift your heart in songs of thanksgiving and rejoicing. And as you do so, says the Lord, you shall be uplifted. And those who will do so in faith shall know new sweetness of soul. And yea, as you stand by me, and yea, give yourself willingly into my hands, yea, even your body as a living sacrifice to me, behold, I shall move. And as I am truly Lord of your life, you shall see many that are touched and delivered and saved because of your willing sacrifice. Rejoice in me, for I strengthen you even at this moment, says your Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Well, it's a blessing to be able to just share this time together, and I thank the Lord for the word of prophecy which is given for edification and exhortation and comfort. Amen. And as I was seeking the Lord for what he would have me to share on the broadcast today, well, we're just going to beginning it. You know, we hear so frequently, and we sense the urgency in our own hearts, I trust you do, about the imperative need we have in this nation for revival. We need revival. And of course, I trust you understand that that starts on an individual level. Each one of us have to be, if you will, revived. And then as we come together, the Spirit of the Lord bringing us in unity and harmony with one another and God's purposes, we will see changes occurring in this country. Over the months, I've seen encouraging emails and reports of when God's people really do come together in prayer and in seeking God, that there are changes literally taking place in an amazing way in the community. I'm thinking, I don't have remember all the details, but it was somewhere back east. God's people started coming together and praying, and literally the drug trafficking was starting to dry up, even though the police officials began to be aware that because there was prayer going on, they were doing all kinds of busts, they were catching the criminals, and it was just an amazing thing. And so, what can we say? That prescription that God gave to his people in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive their sin. I will hear from heaven and he will heal our land. And so, beloved, what I want to share with you is God's pattern for revival. And to do that, I'm not going to share any ideas or thoughts that I might have, but the sure way in which we can establish a pattern, if there is indeed a pattern, is through the Word of God. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to go, and the text is going to be in 2 Chronicles, the 29th chapter. Actually, there's several chapters all the way through 32. Not that they'll be looking specifically at each verse in that, but it outlines and details the life and reign of King Hezekiah, in which there was a mighty revival. And so we know from the word of the Lord, I'm going to share Joel, the first chapter, verse 13 and 14. This powerful word that was spoken through the prophet Joel. He said, "Gird yourselves and lament, ye priests." He's talking to the leadership there. "Ye howl, ye ministers of the altar, come. Lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God. For the meat offering and the drink offering is withholden from the house of your God." In other words, regular worship and sacrifices were not going on. Things were not good. He goes on to say in verse 14, "Sanctify ye a fast and call a solemn assembly. gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry unto the Lord. So obviously it starts with leadership, but it includes the entire body. Here we see all of Israel's called, and for revival to truly take place, it must be one in which the entire body of Christ responds to the degree and to the extent that God is moving upon them, to the degree that they are able. You know, God does all things well. He gives each one of us different charges. Each one of us have different responsibilities in life. And the fact of the matter is, God considers your contribution, your responsibility, whatever God desires for you to do for him in your life, he considers that just as important as mine or any other minister of the gospel, any other pastor. Why? Because it is the task that God has assigned personally to each one of us. And our faithfulness will be judged by the degree of our willingness and obedience to do that which God has placed within our hands. We are all able ministers of the new covenant. Amen. That's what the scriptures say. And so, as we begin to look at what is the pattern for revival, if there is indeed one, we need to look at Judah at the time of just before the Hezekiah assumed the throne. This was a really critical time in Judah's history. His former predecessor Ahaz walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, in which there was wholesale reversion to Canaanite practices and idolatry. They sacrificed their children to Moloch. In other words, they killed their children as a sacrifice to this demon god. There were idols to Balaam. They had cut up the pieces of the temple furnishings. The door of the temple had been shut. They had set up altars at every street corner in Jerusalem. And we see that this is not a good situation, and I'm looking at my time, and it's coming to a close, so I'm just getting into this. We're going to begin this on tomorrow's broadcast and take a look not only at Judah, because it's not only interesting for the sake of history, but more importantly, is there application for today? That's what we want to see, what God is speaking to our hearts for us today. And I pray that you'll be able to be with me at the same time. But until then, if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write and share them. The announcer will give you contact information either by mail or if you choose to email. And when I get your communication, I will respond back to you and share what God would give. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your prayer support as well as what you can do financially, that we can remain on this station. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best for everyone.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.